Hello, this is your Polycast for Wednesday, February 25th, your daily check-in on Minnesota politics. I'm Mike Mulcahy in the Minnesota Public Radio newsroom. On today's edition, Senate Republicans propose an education spending plan, and the Minnesota Pollution Control Agency says state efforts to delay clean water standards could bring an EPA crackdown. Republicans in the Minnesota Senate say they want more money going to public schools with fewer strings attached. Tim Pugmire reports.
GOP senators unveiled an alternative education funding proposal that they contend is better and smarter than the DFL approach. It would allocate about $455 million to schools over the next 2 years on an equal per pupil basis. Republican Senator Sean Nino of Cambridge described the plan as a burst of funding with no mandates on how to spend it.
If your school district wants to do pre-K, here's the money. Go ahead and do it. If it doesn't make sense for your district, then spend it on more teachers, spend it on whatever makes sense for your district.
Senate DFL leaders rolled out a package of education bills earlier this month that included statewide pre-kindergarten, school facility upgrades, free breakfasts, and the hiring of more school counselors. Tim Pugmire, Minnesota Public Radio News at the Capitol.
The State Department of Commerce says 300,000 Minnesotans were caught up in last month's cyber attack on the health insurance company Anthem. Mark Zadeklik reports.
The Commerce Department says Anthem disclosed that Social Security numbers of more than 200,000 Minnesotans were put at risk in its data breach. Personal information of another 100,000 Minnesotans was compromised, including names, addresses, telephone numbers, and income data. Although Anthem does not sell insurance directly to Minnesotans, it does administer some employer-sponsored plans in the state. Minnesota officials say Anthem is in the process of contacting people whose personal information was compromised. The insurance company is offering 2 years of identity theft repair and credit monitoring services. Mark Zadeklik, Minnesota Public Radio News.
The Minnesota Pollution Control Agency is warning that a bipartisan push at the Capitol to ease water pollution standards could lead the federal government to stand in. Lawmakers want to help U.S. Steel's Minntac plant in Mountain Iron. At the heart of a debate in a state House committee yesterday were sulfate standards for lakes where wild rice grows. Tom Scheck has more.
The legislators say they believe Minnesota's sulfate standard designed to protect wild rice is too strict. They say mining companies, power companies, and wastewater treatment plants would be forced to pay hundreds of millions of dollars to meet the standard. DFL Representative Carly Moline of Hibbing wants the MPCA to delay enforcing the standard until a scientific review is complete and the state identifies which lakes and streams grow wild rice.
We're simply asking the MPCA to do what we had asked them to do in 2011 by completing the rulemaking process before they impose this standard on industry or municipality or anyone discharging into wild rice waters.
Rebecca Flood, Assistant Commissioner for the MPCA, says the agency intends to release both of those items by late March. But Flood said Moline's bill could result in a bigger problem for industry. She said the Federal Environmental Protection Agency could step in and strip the state of its oversight power.
By adopting this bill, we anticipate that one of the unintended consequences is that EPA is going to then want to look at every one of the permits that we issue and may potentially say they conflict with federal law. Now we have to hold those and try to address, you know, their issues and concerns with each and every permit.
The state sulfate standard has been in law since 1973, but hasn't been enforced until the last few years. It requires companies to not discharge any water with sulfate levels exceeding 10 milligrams per liter into any wild rice waters. Business groups are spearheading the argument that the standard is too tough. The company with the most at stake is U.S. Steel and its Minntac plant in Mountain Iron. U.S. Steel executives say complying with the standard would cost hundreds of millions of dollars. U.S. Steel's Chrissy Bartovich also downplayed the notion that the EPA would step in to enforce the existing standard.
EPA always has the ability to comment on a permit, so that's nothing new. They comment on permits all the time, so that's not really concerning. As long as the MPCA is following the protocol under the Clean Water Act, there is nothing for EPA to comment upon.
When asked what sulfate standard U.S. Steel could support, Bartovich didn't specify, except to say not 10. Officials of the EPA did not respond to messages asking whether they would step in to oversee the enforcement. Several Native Americans urged the committee to keep the existing standard in place. Winona LaDuke of the White Earth Ojibwe Band said wild rice is critical to Indian tribes in Minnesota.
I would like to live in a state where Native people are respected. I would like to live in a state where Native people do not have to come down to the legislature every time someone has something that will be so destructive to us and our peoples. I would like to live in a state where I felt like policymakers respect Native people and that we do not have to make such sojourns for such frivolous and ridiculous proposals.
The House Environment and Natural Resources Finance and Policy Committee didn't take any action on the bill, but Republican Chair Denny McNamara of Hastings said the committee will act on the bill soon.
It's a tough issue, but the implications for wastewater treatment plants in Fairmont, Minnesota are significant and serious, and we need to find something that works.
The legislature is considering several other water bills, including one requiring an analysis of the costs and benefits of any new water quality rule. Tom Scheck, Minnesota Public Radio News.
And that's your Polycast for this Wednesday, your daily check-in on Minnesota politics. I'm Mike Mulcahy in the Minnesota Public Radio Newsroom.